Happy to be joined now by Matt Martin, Toronto Maple Leafs forward. Matt, good to hear from you. How you doing?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Good. Weigh in on this. So I got a ticket this morning for rolling through a stop sign. I slowed down. Like, I was a near stop, but I did not come to a complete stop for 3 seconds, right? And I got a ticket. What are your thoughts on coming to a complete stop at every stop sign, as long as there's nobody around like there was for me this morning?
Leading the witness again.
I don't know. That's a tough one. I mean, like, did you look around? And
yes,
see that
there was nobody there. Okay, and I didn't look for the cop, obviously.
Or yeah, how hard could you look if you didn't see the cop car? And that's my only question. Yeah.
I guess that's a good point.
I'm all for cheating the system from time to time, but you couldn't have looked that hard if you did not see the cop car.
Actually, that's a really good point. And now that you mention it, he should have automatically been running up for the ticket, because you put the cop in an impossible situation. You're asking now the cop to be complicit in your law breaking.
Mm. Exactly. I don't think the cop wants to give you a ticket there, but he has no choice.
When was the last time you got a ticket? Because, okay, I just joked about the fact that I thought, oh, the cop's going to recognize my name, Ben Ennis, and maybe not write that ticket. I think, if your name's Matt Martin, probably a different story. Like, have you gotten a ticket since you've been a Maple Leaf? I doubt it.
I have not, but I stop at stop signs, so I don't have to worry about it.
Nice.
That's a good call.
So that game against the Blues, a tough one, but you were pretty good. So I guess the first question today is, would you compare your game more to Sid or Adam Oates?
Bozy kept calling me Oates, so I guess more like Oates. I don't know. I guess Sid still scores too many goals for me, I guess. I don't know. But, no, it was a good game, obviously, for our line. It wasn't a good game for our team. No, obviously, some things we need to clean up. We're able to get a win tomorrow, but still can be a lot better. Able to get a win yesterday and can still be a lot better tomorrow. So hopefully we can get a little roll here at home.
Is there a bit of a different focus, though, for you when you're playing with some guys that are a little bit more skilled, like Marner and Bozak? Because there's been a lot of line shuffling, and it looks like that happened again at practice, and I'm wondering what the difficulties are or the challenges are of constantly switching the guys that you're playing with.
Yeah, it can be challenging. I mean, when I was in New York, my first 3 years, it was kind of like that, and then it was myself, Cizikas, and Clutterbuck were aligned for pretty well the next 3 years, and it obviously gets a lot easier when you're playing with the same people all the time and kind of have that chemistry and understanding of where everyone's going to be all the time and the plays they're going to make. But, you know, that's the sport, and there's going to be changes throughout the lineup, and you just make the best of the situation that you're in. So did the role change for me a little bit playing with those guys? I think so. I think they're two, you know, highly skilled guys. When they dump the puck, I still gonna do my thing and be physical and try to get it back to them when I can. But you know, you certainly obviously you're getting more ice time playing with them. They're a little more offensive minded. You're getting more offensive zone starts and face-offs. So the role changes a bit, but at the end of the day, we just got to win games, and that's the most important thing.
Speaking of physicality in the Islanders, we have former Islander Zenon Konopka in studio time to time, and he regaled us with a tale about perhaps a wrestling match at a team function that he says he got the better of you. Care to weigh in?
I don't recall that wrestling match, to be honest with you. So I don't.
Is it possible because he knocked you out?
You'll have to call. Yeah, you'll have to call me next time he's on air, and we can see about that one, because I'm not too sure.
Yeah. Okay. We'll do that for sure.
I think it was at a Halloween party. I think that's how it came up. We were leading into Halloween. He mentioned that those are good functions, and that he got the better of you in a bit of a wrestling match. And I guess that leads into, how did the Halloween costume get nixed?
No, in fairness to the girls, I think the fembot costumes were a little too edgy for a function with other guys' wives and
okay, that makes
and,
more
and
sense.
And teammates. So, in fairness to them, looking back on it, probably makes sense. But maybe one day we'll figure that one out.
And, also,
me and Mitchie will do something cool.
You looked pretty good as the Bad Pitt and Glorious Bastards. Like, you pulled that off.
Yeah, well,
for you, but at the time, it's like going from Dr. Evil to going to that look is just, it's just a better look for the entire night and all the pictures and having that live on.
Yeah, it was definitely a cool costume. I think it's something people don't really expect to see. My favorite was when I walked into the party, Kadri started ripping off every quote from that movie. He's a big movie guy, so he starts just saying every quote to me, got it, like, instantly. You get half the room that's seen the movie, loves the movie, and then you got all the 18, 19-year-old kids on the team that haven't seen it. So it's pretty interesting that some guys haven't seen that movie because it is a classic.
Yeah, and that's great. I mean, that's a great costume to wear any day, right? Like, you just look classy, and the mustache is perfect, but yeah. I mean, yeah, I'd be fine wearing that little cream suit every day.
Maybe you're a mustache guy now. Like, did that pop in your head just for a second, thinking, you know what, this could be the new me? I like the look.
Well, if that did pop in my head for even a split second, then I got to think about Lou Lamoriello and how that's not going to fly. So,
right.
You got to keep it clean around here, that's for sure.
Yeah, the facial hair thing's a problem. Talking to Matt Martin, so yeah, playing on that line now with Mitch Marner and Tyler Bozak, able to get the offense going against the Blues. What's that like? I mean, we know you and Mitch are tight to play with him. What's that been like the last couple of games?
It's just been a lot of fun, really. And I think, first of all, it's, you know, this is the most generic answer of all time, but I think everyone's working hard and on our line and just trying to get on pucks and get pucks back. And then on top of that, once we have a chance to make plays, you know, first I want to get it to them because they have tons of skill. And when they have the puck, they're as good as anybody in the league. And obviously last year had a ton of success together. So for me, you know, when they dump it, I want to get it and get it back to them. If I have an opportunity to make a play, I want to make it. But more often than not, I want to get them the puck, let them do their thing, get to the net. And if it gets turned back over, try and get it again. So, it's just, they're really easy guys to play with. They always seem to be in good spots. And obviously the time and space are so creative. And, it's been a lot of fun for me. Unfortunately with the way things have gone for our team, in the last 6-7 games, whatever it's been, it's given me the opportunity to play with a couple pretty good players, and you just try to make the most of it. And we had some success, and hopefully we can get back to our winning ways now.
So Kasperi Kapanen gets sent down today. They end up recalling Freddie Gauthier, I believe. This is a really deep team with a lot of forwards, and there have been times, especially for you, where the discussion around the team has been who should be and who shouldn't be in the lineup. And a lot of times your name gets circled by fans. And I know that you're not on Twitter, so you probably don't see that stuff as much. But does that ever bleed in for you? Does that ever bother you that some people maybe don't recognize all of the stuff that you bring when you play?
No, not really. I actually am on Twitter. But, it is what it is. People are going to talk, and I don't really read too much into it. All I worry about is obviously inside this dressing room and doing my job and what I'm supposed to do. And as long as the staff and, you know, the players know that I'm doing my job, that's all that matters. So, fans will talk. They'll say what they want to say, and that's good for them. They're allowed that, their opinion. I do the same thing when I watch other sports, so I'm not even going to criticize it. It's just kind of the nature of the beast. And obviously we live in a social media world now, so it gets talked about even more and more. So I try not to really care about it too much. I think for the most part, as athletes, you got to block it out as much as possible and just worry about what you need to worry about and, you know, keep your focus on the important things.
Yeah, you got a Twitter account, a lot of retweets there. Last tweet from you was September, but your girlfriend, Sydney, Esiason is very active on Twitter. Did you end up seeing Thor Ragnarok? Because she kind of put you on blast. She put your text message in the world for everybody to see.
No, I haven't seen it. Me and Mitch, you were actually talking about going to see it this afternoon. Sydney probably wants to spend the day together, so I'll probably let her know that me and Mitch are going to go see Thor a little later on and stick it right back to her.
93% on Rotten Tomatoes for that movie.
Yeah, she said it was really good. So, I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Matt, great stuff. Thanks so much. unfortunately, you didn't kind of back me up on my stop sign thing, but that's fine. You're a law-abiding citizen. That makes sense. Thanks for doing this, man.
All I can say, brother, is you got to try to get friendly with the cops.
I know.
And, if you don't do that, you got your back against the wall. So, you got to rub some backs along the way if you're going to roll through stop signs. That's my only advice to you.
You also probably don't tell cops, I'm on the radio, I will blow you up.
Yeah, I was upset, okay? I lashed out. I apologize.
It's an ugly look.
All right, thanks, Matt.
Thanks, dude.
No problem. Take care, guys. Thanks.